From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background and issuing security clearances for millions of U.S. government employees. Office of Personnel Management said Thursday as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected. It said the number could go even higher as the investigation continues. A Chinese embassy spokesman in Washington said China outlawed cyber warfare. He also said jumping to conclusions and making hypothetical accusations is not responsible and is counterproductive. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has warned lawmakers to prepare to defend against a possible full-scale invasion by Russia after a surge in fighting in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine. Ambassador John Herbst of the Atlantic Council spoke with VOA.
Over the past week or two, we've seen a great increase in violations by the Russians and their agents in eastern Ukraine across the ceasefire line. And it's become even greater in the town of Martienko over the last day or two. The Kremlin has put in, over the past couple of months, substantial increase of advanced weaponry. So they can move. They can thrust more deeply into Ukraine at any moment.
Russia insists it plays no direct role in Ukraine, the rebellion, and has repeatedly denied supporting rebels with weapons and fighters. Ghana's president says the death toll from a gas station explosion in the capital and widespread flooding has increased to 150 people. Ghana will be observing 3 days of mourning for the victims. This is VOA News. Rescuers in central China have slowly begun to raise a cruise ship that capsized on the Yangtze River and say there is no chance of finding anyone else alive as the death toll reached at least 97. Video showed one side of the capsized ship was rolled above water earlier today after crews worked all night to right the vessel. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday. Well over 300 passengers, many of whom were elderly, remain missing. Many are believed to be trapped in the hull of the boat. Turkey will hold a general election on Sunday with predictions it will be one of the closest in more than a decade for the ruling AK party. Dorian Jones has details.
With just a few days of campaigning left before the June 7 election, the pro-Kurdish HDP is facing growing political violence. Police use tear gas and rubber bullets to try and stop protesters trying to break up an HDP party rally in the eastern city of Erzurum. In the same region, a mob attacked an HDP campaign bus and set it on fire. An HDP activist was shot dead in southeastern Turkey Wednesday night near his campaign bus. The wave of political violence follows a speech Wednesday by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in which he strongly condemned the pro-Kurdish party. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
In U.S. politics, former Texas Governor Rick Perry is in the race for the 2016 Republican Party presidential nomination. He officially declared his candidacy on Thursday.
We have the power to make things new again, to project America's strength again, and to get our economy going again.
This will be the second run for the former governor, Perry, who once tried once before. That was in 2012. He is the 10th Republican to declare his candidacy for the 2016 race. 4 Democrats are seeking their party's nomination so far. International Monetary Fund urging the U.S. Central Bank to wait until the first half of 2016 before raising interest rates. IMF also downgraded its outlook for the U.S. economic growth to 2.5%. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde said raising U.S. rates too soon could result in significant volatility, that is, in the markets all around the world. South Korea today confirmed the death of a fourth victim of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, sometimes called MERS, that has infected dozens of people in that country. Health officials are saying that a 76-year-old man died on Thursday. MERS is a coronavirus. It's related to the one that infected thousands during the 2003 outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome.
That's the latest world news from VOA.